Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening this morning. So on today's show, we're talking about a new, I wouldn't say service, but a new venture that is coming out of the Cooperage Project. And it is called the Northern Poconos Mobile Farm Market, or for short, Mobile Market. And so my guest today is Laurel Burns, and she's the Mobile Market Manager, correct?
That's correct. And it is a mouthful.
Yes. So, Laurel, I want to thank you for joining me today. And this is a new position for you, right? Because this whole venture is new for the Cooperage.
Yes, that's correct. I was hired in March to manage the mobile market. Just as a brief history of the program, it kind of came out of the COVID times. During that time, the Cooperage Project was working to feed the community, especially senior citizens. That has evolved into the senior meal program, where senior citizens get one free meal each month. But, you know, any good program collects data and surveys. And as part of that, the senior citizens really kind of all indicated that they wanted more access to fresh local foods. And so the Cooperage Project staff then began brainstorming ways to make that happen. And one of the ideas they hit upon was taking the farm market to the people, making it mobile. It's not a new idea in America, but it's new to Northeast Pennsylvania. The idea is essentially that senior citizens, a significant number of them rely on county transportation or getting rides from friends and family. And so they can't make it to our farm markets, which operate primarily on the weekends when transportation doesn't run. And so their desire to have improved access and affordable access to these fresh local foods led the Cooperage Project to developing the mobile market. They did all their research and due diligence and secured funding. And then I was hired to actually run the program, bring the dreams to fruition, and administer it.
So that is so cool. That is really great.
It is. It's a fascinating and challenging position. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of the fact that 3 months to the day after I started, we went to our first market stop. So
right.
We're getting out there.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that may not know, it is an actual van, a little bigger than a van, and it's equipped with a refrigerator, right? And
Yep. It's a cargo van that we outfitted with a refrigerator. So we can safely transport our milk and dairy products in that refrigerator. We have bins and boxes and totes and things for the produce. But yeah, we're essentially a farmer's market on wheels.
Right.
We roll up to the sites. We set up our tent and our tables. We put our products on display. And then we open to the public, just like a farmer's market that you would see in Hawley or Honesdale. But here we are in your town.
Right. And that's what we want people to know. This is when you pull up and you're set up, it's for anyone in the community.
Correct.
That, you know, you can even drive there if you wanted to. But the point is for people to walk there or have that easy access, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So, like, where are some of the sites that you are going to be set up?
Sure. So our primary audience is the senior citizens. And so to serve them, we are setting up at senior centers and senior housing. So for instance, in Honesdale, we're visiting Maple City Apartments. We're visiting the Honesdale Senior Center. The Honesdale Senior Center is close enough for the folks at Storebridge to come right over and mm-hmm. shop with us. We're also at the Hawley Senior Center. And we're kind of paralleling some of the work being done by the food pantry as well. So Northern Wayne folks, you can come find us at the Northern Wayne Family Healthcare Center on the same day that the food pantry is there. So we're trying to meet the needs for access for mm-hmm. our residents. We have sites that are open to the public as well. In Newfoundland at the Moravian Church, which is across from the South Elementary School, that market is completely open to the public. It is the same day that the Wayne County Food Pantry is in Newfoundland. So, again, we're paralleling their efforts, and anyone is welcome to come and shop.
Right. So explain, what can they buy? It's a mobile farm market. But
correct.
Some people may not know what is available at a farmer's
sure,
market.
Sure. So, first and foremost, everything that we sell is locally grown. We are buying directly from farmers in Wayne County and the surrounding areas. And so because of that, we're dealing with the seasonality of the produce. So you'll have vegetables and fruits, as well as milk, eggs, cheese, and butter. The dairy products are available year-round. The produce will vary with the seasons.
Mm-hmm. So. Great. And the one thing, you know, why we're also bringing this information to our listeners today is because the benefit of using their SNAP benefits and their EBT, and then some of the benefits from using
those funds. Yes, absolutely. Seniors, as well as our second target audience of low to middle income residents, they rely on SNAP EBT. And so you can use your SNAP card to pay for the products through the mobile market. And we also are offering the NEAR Cash Incentive. Nutritional Education Awareness Rewards is what NEAR stands for.
I'm impressed.
That's another mouthful. But that is a reward voucher that you can earn by making healthy choices for your food, by attending educational programs, through Wayne Memorial's Food RX program, which I'll kick it back to Carol in a moment to talk about. But as far as SNAP recipients, for the first $10 that you swipe with us on your SNAP card each month, you'll receive $10 in NEAR Cash to use on a future purchase.
Right.
And so you can use that NEAR Cash at the mobile market. You can also use it at the Holly and Honesdale farmers markets, and you can use it on any locally grown or produced foods.
Right, right. So, you know, basically you're using $10 of your SNAP benefit, but you're getting that $10 back in vouchers that you can use it next week to get $10 of free fresh farm vegetables or milk or eggs.
Right. So we're extending your SNAP benefits and helping you get more food for your SNAP dollars.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Laurel, I want to thank you for mentioning the food prescription program that we do have at Wayne Memorial Hospital. So for those of you that may not be aware, it's a program, it's a grant-funded program that we have for individuals. There's really kind of two criteria for it. You need to have one of the medical diagnoses, diabetes, CHF, COPD, or uncontrolled hypertension. And the second part is what we call food insecurity, or, you know, when individuals struggle to buy healthy foods, which many of us do. Mm-hmm. So those are two criteria. It is available for individuals who live in our service area. They don't necessarily have to have a primary care within our system, within the hospital or the community health centers. So it's anyone who lives in Wayne County, Pike, Carbondale, and usually Forest City. That's what we encompass with our kind of service area for Wayne Memorial and community health centers. So again, you know, if anyone has more questions, Laurel knows about a little bit more. So she'll have my contact information. She can always give it to you if you're stopping by at the mobile markets when you're out there. Or you can also call me and I'll just kind of shoot you my number at the end. So you also are partnering, you mentioned too, with the Wayne County Food Pantry, right? So,
correct.
So we have these fresh produce from our local farmers that are going to be in this mobile market, which are awesome.
Right.
But there are also availability of what we call pop-up pantries, right? Can you explain that and who that's designed for?
Sure. So in years prior to me joining the Cooperage Project, the staff here was partnering with Wayne Highland School District to do a summer feeding program and a summer lunch program to help families, you know, bridge that gap that happens in the summertime when the kids are no longer getting their meals at school. But, you know, things change and needs change. And so this year, the decision was made to kind of modify the program a little bit. And instead of offering lunches and meals, the Cooperage Project has partnered with the Wayne County Food Pantry and with Dave's Super Duper to provide these pop-up pantries. And so there is a box available of non-perishable food that has been provided by the food pantry. You can also receive a voucher for Dave's Super Duper that will let you feed your kids lunch. The voucher is good for a loaf of bread, a jar of jelly, and a jar of peanut butter. And then you receive $10 in NEAR Cash that you can use at the market while you're there picking up your box and your vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use our market to buy the fresh foods that you're not getting in that pantry box. So it really dovetails all together. A lot of thought and energy has gone into this with our partners to try to help families feed their kids over the summer.
Right, because, you know, we do know that families struggle.
Right.
You know, right. And this is just another way that our community has really kind of pulled together mm-hmm. and, you know, to try and continue that momentum of feeding our children.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, when families are reliant upon free or reduced lunches and breakfast for their kids, suddenly you're faced with 2.5 to 3 months over the summer where there's mm-hmm. there's no assistance. And so we're trying to help with this program.
Right. And that's, again, just one of the many what we call pop-up pantries mm-hmm. that's included now in our mobile market. And you are going to be going to the Lakeside, right? And President yes. Damascus?
Correct.
And do you know the dates of those?
We will be at Lakeside this coming Tuesday, which is July 11th. And then we will be at Preston and Damascus a little over a week after that on Thursday.
Okay.
So, and then we'll be back again in August at the schools. Additionally, we are serving the families who are reliant on the Y Day Camp. We're set up there as well, one afternoon each month during the pickup window. So parents can get that box distribution, shop for their fresh foods as well.
Right, exactly. And if they have the EBT SNAP benefits, yeah, they still yeah. get that extra yes. $10 to use yes. it the next time you come around.
Yes, as long as you swipe your SNAP card for over $10, you will receive mm-hmm. that $10 incentive as well.
So. And that near cash, yes, they may receive it, but they could also bring it to the what we call the permanent farmers market, correct? Like we yes. have, they have one here at the Cooperage, right?
The one at the Cooperage is the winter farmers okay. market. But for this time of year, the farmers market for Holmesdale is set up in the Dave Super Duper parking lot. And then there's also the Holly Market in Bingham Park. And if you go to the Cooperage Project's website, you can find a list of the farmers and participating vendors who accept near cash.
Right.
So, and that information is also included with the near cash that you receive. You'll mm-hmm. be able to find out how to access that list.
So, you know, we talked about, you know, the different stops in the area that you're mm-hmm. going to be going to. And sometimes the dates may have to change, whatever, right? So to get the updated list, where can they go or how can they contact you?
Sure. The updated list will be posted online. Go to cooperage.org for mobile market specific news. You can also follow us on social media. The Northern Poconos Mobile Farm Market is on both Facebook and Instagram. Our login handle or whatever you want to call it for social media is Northern Poconos Mobile Market. You can also find us if you go to the Cooperage Project social media channels. If you can't remember the mouthful that is the mobile market name, just go to anything for the Cooperage Project and you can find it. If all else fails, email me or give me a call, and I would be happy to help you out.
And what phone number can they call you at?
You can reach me at 570-251-1278.
Wow, great. And, you know, I do also, you mentioned Super Duper a couple of times, and mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to them because they also participate in our food prescription program. So they are one of the stores that we provide vouchers, mm-hmm. kind of similar to what you do, right?
Okay.
Where they can go into Dave Super Duper twice a month, use these vouchers for fresh meats as well as produce in addition. So it really is a great program. We are always accepting new patients. So you can always give me a call at 570-253-8422 if you have a question on that. Or if you didn't get Laurel's number, you can always contact me because I know how to find her. She's always a great resource. But, you know, I really want to thank you for, you know, joining me today. I think this concept is awesome.
It is. It truly is.
It really brings the farmer market to individuals.
Correct.
You know, yes, it is yeah. designed for our seniors that have that issue with transportation, but I think it also gives the ability to our community members,
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And I know there's goals out there to maybe even take it to maybe businesses or
right. We're, other you know, places, this right? This year is kind of the pilot program right. for us, and all of our sites this year are in Wayne County, but we're hoping as we learn and grow and figure things out, we're hoping next year we can cross county lines and visit some folks in Pike County mm-hmm. and, you know, sure, you know, businesses, you know, we're open to lots of new ideas, but we need to kind of see how this year goes and learn from it and grow.
And that's what I need to say, you know, give a shout out to is to the Cooperage itself, mm-hmm. you know, Ara Fisher, who's the executive director, and her team, you're on her team, you know, Amanda, Jenna. Yeah. I mean, you just have some, and I'm pleased, I know I forgot many people who work under the Cooperage umbrella. Nikki, for example. I mean, every single one of you strive to improve the quality of our community in some way, shape, or form. So thank you for everything that
welcome.
You do.
You're welcome.
Because the Cooperage is a nonprofit organization.
We are. And one of the things that I find amazing is that we find those gaps in the community where help is needed, and we come up with the solutions.
You certainly do. So, Laurel, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, too. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, the Community Health Manager at Waymo Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and have a great day.